In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Friday at 4, we are joined by former Rams quarterback Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. With the...
Spike. Don't take that, Jaws. Don't take that.
Early, Spike, thank you.
Well, you know, we're playing the Rams.
Quickly.
Yeah. So, Jaws, first of all, Bryce Huff put on IR, but more interestingly, I think for this particular weekend, Devontae Smith just ruled out for Sunday night. How do you think they adjust with Devontae out? Is it as simple as putting Dotson in a spot, or do you think it changes the game plan at all?
Well, nothing is simple when you lose a guy like Devontae Smith. He's a game breaker. He's a guy that stretches the defense. He's a guy that takes the top off the defense, so there's the underneath lanes open for everybody else. You know, Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, those are the guys that catch balls underneath because A.J.'s clearing out. He kind of does the dirty work, so, you know, you're going to miss that type of receiver going against this Ram defense. By the way, you know, I've been looking at this Ram defense and actually the whole team on tape this week. This is going to be a tough game. Anybody just looks at this saying, oh, they're 5-5, look at their record. This is a good, young football team, well-coached, with a quarterback by the name of Matthew Stafford, who's got a Super Bowl pedigree. So you travel out to the West Coast, long flight, a lot of distractions. This is going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I think everyone has sort of come to that conclusion that this one, we're almost hitting, yeah, man, I wish we played the Rams in like week 6 rather than now, because them getting healthy and sort of putting the season together, and a veteran team that has been there before, and a desperate team, it is setting up for a tough game for the Eagles.
I think desperate would be a very good word, but actually defensively, I've been impressed with what I saw. They're a very young football team. And the youth has probably hurt them more than anything because they find themselves out of position. But they're not good enough to just line up like, say, the Eagles defense, you know, with our interior guys and go head-to-head with anybody. They do a lot of slants, stunts, twists, try to get people clean to the quarterback, clean to blow up the running game. And occasionally they make a lot of great plays in a row, but then they get beat because they get caught in the wrong gap. They overrun a play. So, you know, once they get more mature and playing together, which say now they're 11th game, they're 5-5. They are getting better as the season goes on. So you got a young team that took the Detroit Lions into overtime week 1. So
yeah,
really, they have the talent to make plays. They're much healthier. You know, you got Puka Nacua back and Cooper Kupp and Tutu Atwell. They're all guys that can catch the football, and you know they'll present some problems in the short quick passing game because that's what Matthew Stafford likes to do. So it's going to be a test.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the matchup, Jaws. These Rams offensive skill position guys with Stafford going up against this Eagles defense, particularly our secondary, which I believe has been playing like the strength of the defense. How do you like this matchup and sort of how you see it matching up?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think this is one of those games you want to see where we are. You know, we've been beating up on some, and let's be honest, you know, not some of the cream of the crop of the NFL.
Sure.
And not that the Rams are, but, you know, they're a good, solid football team. They're well-coached. They won't beat themselves. You know, offensively, I think we'll move the ball. I mean, our offense is just outstanding. But what I said a moment ago, what we have done with our offensive line, we just, you know, you can't play us man-to-man on the defensive line. We will win. If they think they can line up and just play us that way, it's not going to happen. So, when you look at how they play, they want to run the football, and they can run the football. They'll want to play action and short passing game. But this will be a good barometer game, I think, to see really where we are and really how good the Rams are as well.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about those wide receivers, Jaws. Kyren Williams is a pretty damn good running back there for the Rams. Good matchup of going up against our front seven linebackers, Jalen Carter, that defensive line. How you like that?
Yeah, no question. I mean, Kyren Williams is a good running back, but and they have. I kind of thought as I've watched some of their tape, they abandoned the running game too early.
Okay.
I think against this Eagle defense, you have to stay on schedule. You start getting into, you know, third and seven plus when the defense can dictate to you. Vic has been very good and creative in what he does. So I think if there's something I see with the Rams, they're throwing the ball about 60% of the time, running only 40. We're almost vice versa, that or more. You know, we're running it more than 60% of the time and throwing it, you know, a lot less than the Rams do. So I think it's one of those games where, you know, our defense should be able to hold it, but I think the Rams will try to control the football and keep the ball away from Jalen and all the weapons. And they're going to blow some plays up. As I said a moment ago, the slants, the stunts, the twists. You know, they're going to get Saquon a few times in negative plays, but if the Eagles are smart, and they are, they will continue to run the football like they have been.
Speaking of running the football, Jaws, have you given up on the idea of limiting Saquon touches, thinking about next year? It seems like everyone was on board with that a few weeks ago, but that everyone sort of, you know, put their hands up and say, well, we don't know how else to make this offense go.
It's like I was never in that camp.
Okay.
You'd like to keep the guy healthy. You know, you kind of limit it in certain situations. But I think when you got a bell cow running back and how this team has responded to him, the fact that his offensive line went in and complained and said, hey, we want to run the ball more. Look at the running back we have. What are you guys, blind? Let's, you know, make him the bell cow. Look what this offense has done since he's been touching the ball 20-plus times a game. They've been just shredding people, you know, with that offensive line and Saquon running. So, you know, he could fall off the elevator getting in the hotel, and anything can happen. Injuries can happen. I'm not for, hey, let's hide him. You know, that's when usually when you get hurt, when you start protecting yourself or your running back.
Do you think the Eagles can win throwing the ball the amount that they throw the ball? And when I say win, I don't mean Sunday. I mean, you know, win, go all the way.
Yeah, I think they can, but I think what we have seen, they're better when they're balanced. When, you know, when the play action game is available to him, when Jalen is taking more snaps under center, when he's throwing in known situations, he's not. You know, it is so much easier to play quarterback when it's third and three rather than third and ten. You know, the defense dictates on third and ten. You know, it's tough to play quarterback when you're running the football well and staying on schedule. Man, it's easy. Maybe easy is not the right word. Easier. It's easier when you got third and three as opposed to third and ten. So I like when this offense stays on schedule and the bell cow with Saquon running it helps Jalen out.
So, Jaws, Daniel Jones got released. The Eagles took a chance this year on a former first-round pick in Kenny Pickett. You know, would you – I think it's very unlikely it would happen during the year – if you were the Eagles, would you look at Daniel Jones as a reclamation project in the offseason as a backup quarterback? What do you see in him as a quarterback?
Well, we got Kenny Pickett, so I'm very happy with the situation right now at quarterback. Kenny's a very talented guy. You know, he's in a very good situation. He's with a very good offensive team, a very good football team. His opportunity, it may never come here. It may come here. It'll be an injury to Jalen. But if Pickett has to play, there's no doubt in my mind he can play. I loved him when he was coming out of Pitt. He was just in a bad situation in Pittsburgh, the way their offense was constructed. He's now in a really good system right now. So I think Pickett is a rock-solid backup. Daniel Jones can play in this league. He was, again, in a bad situation. And for quarterbacks, you know, it's so important that you get in a quarterback-friendly system, you know, where people understand the quarterback position. And I think both Pickett and Daniel Jones got in bad situations. I think they're both talented guys.
All right, Jaws, we need – now, you've already foreshadowed you think it's going to be a tough game, but we do need the official prediction for the WIP afternoon show for Jaws for Sunday night.
I'm on a roll, as you guys know. You know, I think I got one loss in the last game. I'm hitting it pretty good right now. I like the Birds to win this one 27-21, but it'll be a good test. I'm looking forward to this kind of game. And it'll be more Eagle fans out there than Rams fans, but it'll be a tough environment still. I'm looking forward to this matchup.
Yeah.
All right, Jaws. Well, sorry about the Rams line. I just, you know.
Hey, it was a good 4 years.
Yeah, yes, sir. Ron Jaworski, you can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game shows, and then with us every Friday at 4. We appreciate your time, Jaws, as always.
All right, brother.
Be safe.
Yep, take care.
That does suck with Devontae, but hopefully the hamstring's tricky, and the fact, honestly, that he has played the last two games with him with it popping up on the injury report. Yeah. At some point with a hamstring, you're just going to have to get him some time where he's not running.
Well, and here's the crazy thing. I don't think he had many touches in the Dallas game. So he went two games there where he didn't really touch the ball a whole lot, that Dallas game or Washington game.
Yep. He's been a decoy.
Yeah, kind of. Like, kind of more of a decoy and just being out there trying to push through it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a tough stretch now to have him without it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's just this game, but you never know with a hamstring.
Yep.
You know? And at this point, they have to just... He's got to be healthy.
Oh, yeah, you got to get him ready for the stretch.
At this point, he's just got to be right.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Ernie in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Ernie?
Hey, I wanted to speak to Spike. I just saw a tweet he just put out about 3 hours ago. I thought it was kind of ridiculous.
What was the tweet?
What'd you say?
I sent a bunch of tweets.
In four seasons, you said Wentz has zero playoff wins, 48 regular season fumbles going on to trash him. I was confused because... Did I wake up in 2021? I'm confused why that was put out today.
So it's just for anyone who is not aware of this, I understand the confusion. When the whole Wentz Foles thing was going on, there was one guy who would respond to every Carson Wentz tweet with that thing. And then it just became a thing that people started saying. And I was talking to Elliot about it this morning, and I thought it would be funny just to post it with no context whatsoever.
So I apologize.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spike, I was going to get all fired up.
No.
We don't disrespect Carson Wentz on this program.
Yeah, it's just, it's a very funny tweet. The tweet goes this way.
No, it's right? Actually not funny.
Yeah,
not funny at all.
It's not funny at all. Yeah.
Well, for those who don't know it, this is what it is. In four seasons, and this was 2020, I assume. This is right around when it was, or 2019.
Yeah, it probably would have been 2020.
Yeah. 2019.
Yeah. So in four seasons, Carson Wentz has zero playoff wins, 48 regular season fumbles. He is 7-20 versus teams over 500. He has no heart, no desire to win. His teammates hate him. He has started 5-6 in three of his first four seasons. The Eagles are 24-6 in their last 30 games with Nick Foles. So it was just like an inside joke for the people who get it.
Well, no, I apologize now because I have egg on my face for even.
No,
don't worry, Ernie. Yeah. I did the same thing as soon as I came into work.
Listen. I'll be honest with you guys. I still like Wentz. I still hope he's doing good.
Man, you know? Dude, you're talking to the right
don't
show.
Don't worry, brother. He's coming back. Just be patient.
I got my hopes up.
That's right. LTBB, we ride forever.
Yeah.
And I saw Wentz warming up on the sidelines. It brought me back. But it'll happen one of these days, hopefully.
This is really... Yeah, I might do that.
Well, that's going to be you when Carson eventually gets in there.
Yes.
Who's more likely to play for a Philadelphia team again, Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz?
Oh, God.
Thank you for the call, Ernie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's could Carson. Be more likely Carson.
It's
but
Carson.
Yeah.
Can I say this? I think you guys have had an effect on me. Most people don't know this because I was not on the air at the time.
Yes.
But I was very negative on Carson very, very early. Mm-hmm. Very, very negative.
Seems like a trend for you.
Was never a Carson. It is not a trend for me.
Well.
It's a look.
Don't get sidetracked.
I'm either in or out on guys, and I was out on Carson. And some of Ike and I used to argue about basketball very early on. Mm-hmm. Some of our deepest arguments were Carson Wentz related, so much so that we stayed away from them most of the time.
Yeah.
But I would say this. Given him being humbled in the league, going to Kansas City, a lot of times for not just for athletes, but for all of us, it takes getting into your 30s, having things not go well.
Yeah.
Look, I lost my job. I was unemployed for 6 months, and it made me a different person afterwards, too. So I would say this. I was anti-Carson. However, if there were an opportunity for him to be a backup quarterback with the Eagles, I would welcome it, and I wish him well.
No, I would not want him here as a backup quarterback. No. No.
Well, I hope he gets a chance to play somewhere
I don't need you guys that are Carson haters.
I'm not a hater anymore.
Well, no, you are. To do the whole he's back here as a backup and this and that and the other. No. Be a backup somewhere else until he's a starter. The great thing about the NFL and football, there's enough bad quarterbacks. He just needs to hang around long enough. He'll get his shot again.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, he'll get his shot again.
Maybe he'll be the next Kurt Warner.
It could be Kurt.
Geno Smith,
there you go. I mean, no one would ever thought 5 years ago, Geno Smith.
No.
Not only did he become a star, he got an extension out there in Seattle.
It
happens.
He'll play somewhere. And playing for Kansas City in that infrastructure, I think if he does well, Andy Reid is a guy who wants people to succeed, he became a second chance. I mean, that's why we ended up with Michael Vick, and not that Carson and Michael Vick are similar, but second chances nonetheless.
He did it with Foles.
He did it with Foles, too.
I think he would advocate for Carson Wentz for another team if that team had a question, if he does well there.
That's actually a great point about Foles. People forget how bad Foles was in St. Louis and with the Rams, and then he wound up getting to Kansas City and sitting there. He came here. He was a different quarterback when he came back here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. A Creed hater, Pat in Denver.
Yeah. Oh gosh. If I sat down to a restaurant and Carson Wentz was my waiter, I'd roll my eyes.
Okay. What does that mean? Well, it'd be weird. He's an NFL quarterback, you know.
I don't want to see Carson Wentz. He should be out of the NFL.
Why should he be out of the NFL, Pat? What did he do that he should be out of the NFL?
He hasn't done anything in his entire career. All he's done is upset his teammates and not win.
Well, how's he still in the league, Dan?
Anyway, I was at the game in 2017 when he blew out his knee.
Yeah, what'd you think then? Did you start tearing up a little bit?
I cried like a little baby.
Yeah, of
course.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, sounds like he did something then.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jack,
you picked the wrong show.
You let out a little sigh every time you pick up the phone when I call.
In my defense, I do that for every caller.
Okay.
He probably does do that for every caller.
No, it's nothing personal.
How's it sound, Pat? How's it sound when he says hello? Is that how you're answering the phone?
Most of the time,
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'll actually say this.
Not that bad.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get on Pat in Denver's side for a second here.
Why? Because you're Twitter beefing with him?
No, because he's an anti-Creedsman, but I'll be on his side. Saying hello, he sighs. Jack's a bad say goodbye on the phone as well guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to Jack every morning, but like in my drive-in, and I go, all right, I'll see you in a bit. And I'm like, all right. It's always like a sigh when he says goodbye.
Yeah, well, my dad, I'll sigh around my parents. Oh, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm just a Simon.
I'm a Simon.
Spike, where did you find Nick Costos, by the way? Is he from like the 1920s, like newsreel guy? I love the guy, by the way.
Nick is a real New Yorker, but Nick
for sure.
Yeah, Nick has been a betting guy for a while, but we hired him here at Odyssey probably 5 or 6 years ago, and now he hosts You Better You Bet, which is a giant betting podcast, and he's doing great. So we love having Nick.
Oh, he's fantastic. I love every time he's on. Do you guys know that Pound Town is the dollar store in the UK?
That makes sense.
No, I did not know that.
Is that real, or is that just a joke?
Every time I go to UK, I go to Pound Town. Yeah.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Is that you and Tornado Shapiro? It's European vacation?
Yeah. Me and Tornado. If you guys didn't dump Tornado, I gotta up my game here. Of course.
You definitely don't have to up your game. No.
Yeah. Your game is fine.
This is a trap game in LA. I'm terrified, and I don't think they're going to win this Sunday.
Why are you terrified?
You have to watch Saquon. I'm terrified because Matthew Stafford's going to expose these young cornerbacks for being rookies, and you know it happens. So this might be the game.
Okay. Spike.
Yes.
I'm in pain. All my friends are in pain right now.
Okay.
Because of you.
What did I do now?
And
you're complaining about everybody here. What is your?
Yeah,
what is
we're
your,
all in line.
Yeah. What did I do?
No. Actually, I love Ike. Ike is on point with the Daniel Jones.
Here we go again. We get
he's
it.
In
all
a
right.
Bad headspace. Yeah. Joel Embiid and the process, man. This is 10 years.
Can I tell you something, Pat? You can complain about Joel Embiid. You can complain about Joel Embiid. The process stuff ended 7 years ago. They won 52 games in 2017. It's been a long time since they had a roster full of undrafted free agents and second-round picks, and it was 100 years ago. It was four GMs ago, three coaches ago, 7 years ago. None of the players are the same. The process it ended when they fired Hinkie. You all got what you wanted, and truthfully, the result of it is your fault. It is not the process's fault. It is morons like you, no offense.
We love Pat.
Morons like you, morons like my father, morons like Mike Lombardi, who are all like, oh, the guy in his basement. I bet Sam Hinkie played more football than Mike Lombardi did, to be quite honest with you.
Sam Hinkie played football?
He did. He played in high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, where'd you get that at?
No, he was good.
No, I'm saying, yeah. You said that out
Dude,
of nowhere. And
there's
I'm like,
no way he was good at football.
He was.
What do you mean?
It's as likely as you being good at baseball.
Well, I was first team all league.
Yeah, he's first team all league.
Okay.
Yeah, you think say what was it you think Hinkie was? The tubby offensive lineman?
All I'm saying is that the tie from today to the process is ridiculous. There's been more non-process
basketball
people here.
Yeah.
As soon as they won 50 games back to back, that part's over. It's gone. So let it go. All right. Speaking of let it go, this is our last pair of Lincoln Park tickets.
All right.
We have one more pair. So Lincoln Park back in Philly, August 16th, Wells Fargo Center. We have one pair to give away, one final pair. You just have to sing for them.
Are we going to that concert?
If you want to go, I'm going. You want to go?
Well, if you go, I'm going.
Yeah, Lincoln Park shows are good.
It's in August?
August 16th, yeah.
Yeah. What else am I going to be doing?
All right. Jack, show trip.
Where is it?
Lincoln Park, Wells Fargo Center. All right.
Yeah, it's right down in South Philly. Remember where Wells Fargo Center is at, man?
Come on, man.
We'll see. Yeah.
I don't want you to go.
We'll see.
Anyway, pair of tickets.
I got Phil's baseball.
We will. There's 162 games, man.
I don't care.
Okay. So.
He's so telling the truth.
We will play you a clip of a Linkin Park song. When it stops, you have to sing the next line. It's very simple. You get the tickets if you do it correctly. So call 215-592-9494 for your shot to win. Also coming up, Tommy from Down the Shore and your calls on Saquon, everything else, how much you hate us. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.